Hello.
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. Am I speaking with Thomas?
Yes.
Hello, Thomas. How are you today?
Pretty good, thank you.
I'm happy to hear that. We are completing, we are required to complete a survey. The survey will be just a few minutes of your time. I promise I'll do it as fast as I can. To start with, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? Would you say 0 to 2 years, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, or 41 plus on this industry?
Who is calling here?
Oh, yes. My name is Jennifer. I'm calling you on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers.
All right. Okay.
Thank you. So how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
Over 40.
Over 40. Thank you. And what is the primary branch of your trade? Of the trade?
Bricklayer.
Bricklayer. Thank you. Okay, you say you were, so meaning that you are retired?
I'm retired, yes.
Oh, okay. So in that case, there are some questions that may not apply to you. If that is the case, please just let me know. Just to confirm, do you still belong to the union?
Yes.
Thank you. That's helpful. We can continue with the survey. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey-level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, helper, or improver?
I was just a journeyman bricklayer.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at that trade? In this case,
no.
Okay. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any? Again, on this one, as you mentioned that you are retired, I would assume it would be 0 weeks. Would that be correct?
Yes.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for a non-union contractor over the past year?
No.
Okay. Yes or no. In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I really wouldn't know the answer to that.
Hello?
I say I wouldn't know the answer to that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Based on your perception, do you see more, fewer, or about the same construction projects?
From when to when?
From last year compared to this year?
Probably about the same.
Okay, thank you. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year? Would you say more, fewer, or same?
Fewer.
Thank you so much. Okay, and yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yes.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
About the same.
Thank you so much. Now, looking at your family's economy situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
About the same.
Thank you. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work and your job site. Now, you mentioned that you are retired, so this will apply when you were actively working. Which of the following, health or safety hazards, was the most concern about the job? Was it dust and air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unfair power tools, or do you not have any safety concerns in the job?
I didn't have any specific concerns, no.
Okay, let's make some notes. No real concerns. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Let me see. No.
No? Okay. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Have you participated in any union organizing?
No.
Okay. What about political canvassing?
No.
Okay. What about picketing?
About what?
Picketing? Have you participated in any picketing?
No.
Thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Was it regularly, occasionally, or never? In this case, have you been retired for more than 12 months?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. The options that I got is friends and neighbors, cable news, the internet or social media, print or online newspaper, radio, or local TV news programming?
Cable news.
Cable news will be the first one. What will be the second one? The options again, the options that I have
local,
is...
Local newspaper.
Newspapers, okay. We have... friends and neighbors, internet or social media, radio, local TV news.
Local newspaper.
Okay, local TV news, okay. And friends and neighbors, the internet or social media, radio, which one of three should I put next?
Radio.
Let's put radio. And the next one should be friends and neighbors or the internet or social media?
The internet.
All right. Internet. And last one will be friends and neighbors. Thank you so much. Which cable network is your preferred news source? Is it CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, another news channel?
MSNBC.
Thank you. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Is it immigration, support for the labor unions, healthcare, the environment, education, foreign policy, jobs and the economy, or something else?
Probably something else.
Okay. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
How much long is this going on?
It will just take a few minutes.
I'm done. You got too much information now.
All right.